Electrically produced orgasms can magically put the roses back in a repressed young woman's cheeks, miraculously return the eyesight of a conflicted painter, but only offer a tantalizing hint about bridging the gap between romantic and physical love for a doctor and his wife in Sarah Rule's In the Next Room or the Vibrator play at the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center. Jackie Amore Netsley, as the repressed young wife, at first hid behind her veil, then screamed fetchingly during the treatments, and indeed did glow, as her husband, Adam St. John, endeavored to glow in flirtation with the doctor's wife, but couldn't find the switch. Jackson Goldberg, as the conflicted painter, got a bit more vigorous treatment. He more groaned than screamed, and with sight restored, seemed a bit more feverish than glowing. Meanwhile, Clayton Gerard played the stolid doctor who can cure others of their womb or prostate-centered hysterias in the play's next room, but can't see through to the connection of the physical and romantic in his own marriage. Molly Casey was his tormented, physically full of health but spiritually empty wife. Patricia Millard, as a wet nurse brought in to nourish their baby, offered both an example of the powerful vital connection and a touching bit of spiritual insight, and Hannah Kennedy, as the doctor's nurse, found a connection as well, but electrically it seemed to be a short circuit. When people describe In the Next Room, they'll be nervous about the plot, but they'll be happy to talk about the details. It's placed in what director Dale McFadden calls Sarah Rule's mythic 1880s. Dan Tracy's wonderfully realized set is full of dark wood, overstuffed furniture, and period pieces. Jason Orlenko's lovely, fascinatingly complex and detailed costumes could put on a show all by themselves, and they'd be a bit upstaged by the hats. The overall effect of In the Next Room is hard to describe. It's kind of like a really good graphic novel with dramatically high finish, a potent combination that both involves and distances. The IU production is an accomplished one. The characters are always interesting. The dialogue, which can be quite complex, is handled very well. The flow of the scenes, even in the second act, when the doorbell rang so often that I thought I had to be in a farce, is skillfully managed. There's a good deal of fun and some thoughtful moments about love, romance, and even religion. In the Next Room continues in the evening through Saturday, October 29th, with an extra matinee on Saturday, at the theater for you. I'm George Walker.